Okay, so let's get right into it. This UK budget 2024, you sent over a ton of articles and even a YouTube video, and it seems like they're all focused on how this budget is going to hit our wallets, especially if you're an investor.
Yeah, that's the big question, right? Is this budget going to be good or bad for your investment?
Yeah.
So that's our mission today to figure that out.
I like it. So we've got expert analysis, we've got what everyday folks are saying about this, and even that Motley Fool piece breaking down the taxes and inflation.
Sounds like we've got all the angles covered.
Yeah, I think so. Should we jump right in?
Let's do it. Let's start with the inheritance tax changes. Everyone's talking about those.
Especially the changes for pensions, right?
Yes, scrapping that exemption, that's huge.
I know it used to be you could pass on your entire pension pot free of inheritance tax, but now that's changing.
Big time. Starting April 2027, it's treated like any other asset in your estate. So anything above that nil rate band, unless it's going to a spouse or civil partner, is going to be taxed at 40%.
Okay, hold on for a second. When you say nil rate band, what does that even mean?
Oh, right, sorry. The nil rate band. It's basically the amount of money you can pass on tax-free when you die. It's currently set at £325,000, and it's frozen at that level until 2030.
Frozen. So with inflation, that's actually worth less and less each year, right?
Exactly. Which makes this change to pensions even more of a big deal. Let's say you have a pension pot of like £500,000, and your other assets are worth £200,000.
Okay.
Before, you could have passed that whole pension on tax-free. But with these new rules that £175,000 above the nil rate band from your pension, well, that's going to be taxed at 40%.
Oof, that's a big chunk of change. So is this all bad news?
Well, it's a huge shift, that's for sure. People need to understand what's happening. If you were using your pension to avoid inheritance tax, you need to rethink your strategy.
So what are people saying about this change?
Well, some are saying it's actually a good thing. It makes things a little fairer, you know. Not everyone has a super generous pension, so this could be seen as kind of leveling the playing field.
I see. So it really depends on your individual circumstances.
Yeah, exactly. And it's not just pensions either. There are other inheritance tax changes too. Did you see about the freeze on the nil rate band?
Yeah, until 2030,
Right.
right?
So that means the amount you can pass on tax-free that's basically shrinking every year because of inflation.
Plus, there are those changes to business and agricultural relief. I think I read something about farmers being especially upset about this.
Oh yeah, absolutely. There's even talk of a farmers' march, and I heard Jeremy Clarkson might even join in.
No way! What's going on with that?
Well, they're reducing the inheritance tax relief for farms and businesses. Right now, you can get 100% inheritance tax relief if you inherit a qualifying business or farm. But starting April 2024, anything above £1 million is only going to get 50% relief.
So if a farm is worth, say, £2 million, what kind of tax bill are we talking about?
Let's see. So you get 100% relief on that first million and then 50% on the next million. So you're basically paying inheritance tax on £500,000. At 40%, that's a £200,000 tax bill.
Wow, that's a lot of money.
No wonder they're upset. They're worried families will have to sell off land or even entire businesses just to pay those taxes.
That could have a huge impact on rural economies.
Exactly. So yeah, these inheritance tax changes, it's a big shakeup. If you're planning to pass on any wealth, you need to understand all of this.
So what should people be doing?
You know, start thinking about things like trusts.
Yeah.
They give you more control over how and when your assets are passed on. And also remember those gifting allowances. You can actually start transferring wealth gradually over time.
Okay, good advice. So we've got these stricter inheritance tax rules, but what about ISAs? I know they've been frozen until 2030.
Yeah, so the annual allowance for both cash ISAs and stocks and shares ISAs is staying at £20,000. Is that good news or bad news?
I don't know. What do you think?
Well, I guess some people might see it as a positive, like we know what we're working with for the next few years. But the problem is that with inflation, that £20,000 is going to be worth less each year.
Yeah, that's true. It's like the money's losing its buying power.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Most people aren't even using their full ISA allowance anyway.
That's a good point.
So even though it's frozen, using your full allowance is still a really smart move.
Right. And didn't that YouTube video we have from Toby Newbat, didn't he say that ISAs are actually more powerful now than ever?
He did. That
Yeah.
was interesting. But what was his reasoning again?
Well, he said that with capital gains tax going up, the fact that your gains in an ISA are tax-free, that makes them even more attractive. He actually compared it to investing in property.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. What do you say?
He basically said that with property, you have all these extra taxes, stamp duty, capital gains tax if you sell, and then income tax on rental income. But with a stocks and shares ISA, You don't have to pay any tax on your gains. So he was making the case that ISAs are just simpler and potentially more profitable.
Especially with taxes going up. That's a really good point.
So it sounds like we've got inheritance tax getting more strict and ISAs becoming more valuable. Seems like a lot to think about.
It is. There's one more thing we should probably talk about, money market funds.
Oh, yeah. Those have gotten super popular recently, haven't they?
Yeah, like insanely popular. Something like 1,100% asset growth in just 2 years.
Seriously. Wow. So why is everyone suddenly so interested in them?
Well, the main reason is that they're offering really good yields right now, like around 5%. Mm-hmm. That's way more than you'd get with a regular savings account.
So why are they paying out so much more?
Well, it's because of interest rates. When central banks raise interest rates, it kind of creates this ripple effect. And those higher rates, well, they end up influencing the yields you get on things like money market funds.
So it's kind of like a middle ground between cash savings and investing in the bond market.
Yeah, that's a good way to think about it.
Yeah.
You get a bit more return than cash, but without taking on as much risk as investing directly in bonds.
Sounds good. But I'm guessing there's a catch.
There's always a catch, right?
Right.
Well, the main thing is that money market funds are still investments, not savings accounts. So their value can go up or down, and you could potentially lose money.
And they're really sensitive to changes in interest rates. So if rates go down, the yields will probably drop too.
Yeah, exactly. So they're probably best for short-term cash needs, not something you'd want to put all your retirement savings into.
Got it. So they're a tool in the toolbox, but not the whole toolbox.
Right. You have to be strategic and understand how they work. Okay, so we've talked about inheritance tax, ISAs, and money market funds. All big changes for investors.
We haven't even gotten to how the general public is reacting to this budget, especially the farmers.
Oh, right. Yeah. Let's talk about that.
I know they're planning this big march, and I read that Jeremy Clarkson might even be there. What's the latest?
Well, it's mainly about those inheritance tax changes.
Yeah.
Remember how we talked about the agricultural relief being reduced?
Yeah.
Well, that's going to hit a lot of farmers pretty hard. Almost half of England's farms are worth more than 1.5 million pounds.
Wow. So there could be a lot of farms facing these big tax bills.
It's definitely a concern. And politically, this could be a big problem for the Labour Party. They were gaining support in rural areas, but this budget might reverse that.
It'll be interesting to see how it all plays out.
Yeah, it's a complicated situation. So we've got unhappy farmers. We've got potential political fallout. It seems like this budget is causing quite a stir.
It is. And we haven't even touched on the national insurance hike or the increase in the minimum wage. There's just so much to unpack with this budget.
You know, right?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we can save those topics for part two.
Good idea. So we can give everyone a chance to digest all this information first.
Yeah. Let's take a break, and then we'll come back and talk about what all of this really means for you and your finances. All right. So after all that, where do we even start?
Right. It's a lot to take in.
I think the big thing is to have a plan, especially if you're thinking about passing on any wealth to your family.
So what should people be doing differently?
Well, you can't just rely on your pension anymore. Like we talked about, that inheritance tax exemption is gone.
So no more putting all your eggs in one basket.
Right. You need to diversify. Think about other options like trusts, or maybe start making use of those gifting allowances.
Start transferring wealth a little bit at a time.
Exactly. And it really makes that argument about ISAs even more convincing. You know,
the one from Toby Newbat.
Yeah, with capital gains tax going up, that tax-free shelter you get with an ISA, it's more valuable than ever.
Even though the allowance is frozen?
Right.
Right.
Even if you can't put in the full 20,000 pounds every year, any amount you can put in is going to save you money on taxes in the long run.
It's like free money.
Exactly. Mm. And we were talking about money market funds too. Remember those?
Yeah, those high yields are pretty tempting.
They are. But you have to remember, they're not risk-free.
Right. Their value can go down.
And those yields are tied to interest rates.
Yeah.
So if rates go down, those yields are going to drop too.
So it's not like a guaranteed return?
Nope. Not at all. It's more of a strategic way to manage your cash and maybe get a slightly better return than a regular savings account.
But they're not a replacement for your long-term investments like stocks and bonds.
Exactly. You got to use the right tool for the job, right?
Right. So this budget, it's really making us think about our finances a lot more carefully.
Yeah, definitely. We can't just coast along on autopilot anymore.
It's almost like a wake-up call.
It is. It's telling us that the rules are changing and we need to adapt.
So what can we do besides, you know, stay informed and talk to a financial advisor?
Well, first of all, don't panic. That's the worst thing you can do.
Easy to say.
I know, but seriously, just take a deep breath and understand what these changes mean for you. Then you can start making adjustments to your plan.
Don't forget about those ISAs.
Yes, maximize those ISAs as much as you can.
Free money.
It's the closest you'll get to it. So yeah, stay informed, get advice, and don't panic. But you know, I'm also thinking about the bigger picture here.
What you mean?
Well, we've talked a lot about how this budget will affect individuals, but what about the impact on society as a whole?
That's a really good point.
Will these changes really make things fairer? Will they create more opportunities, or will they just make the rich richer?
And what about the economy? Will this encourage people to invest and start businesses, or will it have the opposite effect?
It's something we all need to be thinking about. As you're making your own financial plans, think about how these changes fit into the bigger picture.
What are the potential consequences down the road?
Right. What does this budget tell us about our values as a society?
That's what this deep dive is all about. You know, giving you the information you need to understand these bigger issues.
Exactly. So you can make informed choices, not just about your own money, but about the kind of world you want to live in.
That's a great way to put it. So what should our listeners be doing?
Keep asking questions. Stay curious. Stay engaged. Because the choices we make today, they're going to shape our future.
So until our next deep dive, keep learning and keep thinking. I know it's a lot to think about, but, you know, there's still good news in all of this.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, the more you understand, the better off you'll be. This budget might shake things up a bit, but it also creates some new opportunities.
So like we talked about, ISAs are looking really good right now. And those money market funds could be a good way to get more out of your savings.
Exactly. You just got to be smart about it.
Yeah, right. So even with the inheritance tax changes, you can still plan for the future.
Absolutely. You just have to be a little more strategic and, you know, maybe a little more creative, too.
And maybe talk to a financial advisor.
Definitely. Having someone in your corner who really understands this stuff, that can make all the difference.
It's like having a financial coach.
Yeah, exactly. Someone to help you navigate all of this.
Yeah.
And speaking of navigating, we didn't even get to talk about that national insurance hike.
Oh, yeah. Or the increase in the minimum wage.
So much we didn't get to.
I know. Maybe we can save those for our next deep dive.
Sounds good. So for now, we've given everyone plenty to think about.
Yeah, definitely. It's been a really interesting deep dive.
Yeah, I hope everyone feels a little more prepared for this new budget.
The UK budget 2024, it's definitely a big one.
It is. So stay informed, be proactive, and don't be afraid to adjust your plans if you need to.
That's great advice. So until next time, stay curious and stay engaged, everyone.